Judas's agony of remorse. Judas now cast himself at the feet of Jesus, acknowledging him to be the Son of God and entreating him to deliver himself. The Savior knew that Judas felt no deep, heartbreaking grief that he had betrayed the spotless Son of God. Yet he spoke no word of condemnation. He looked pityingly upon Judas, and said, "For this hour came I into the world." With amazement the assembly beheld the forbearance of Christ toward his betrayer. This man was more than mortal. But why did he not free himself and triumph over his accusers? His entreaties in vain, Judas rushed from the hall exclaiming, "It is too late. It is too late." He felt he could not live to see Jesus crucified, and in despair went out and hanged himself. Later that day, the throng who were leading Jesus to the place of crucifixion saw the body of Judas at the foot of a lifeless tree. His weight had broken the cord by which he had hanged himself. Dogs were now devouring his mangled body. Retribution seemed already visiting those who were guilty of the blood of Jesus.